Can you tell me names, other names, slang terms, or other names that you know for these groups of people that I'm going to ask you? There are quite a few. American Indians.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. They just call the red men, as far as I can remember.
Oriental people.
Well, the Chinese are called Chinks, and the Japanese are called Japs, and Squinchies, and things of that sort. Well, that's a common term of the Orientals because of their eyes, the slanting of the eyes, and squeamish, and that type of thing.
How about Roman Catholics?
I've heard some names called Catholics, but I don't recall anything now that was particularly outstanding. I've heard some refer to them as father worshippers and this type thing, and people who run to father for everything, and they are the children of father and this type thing. That's about all I've heard, I believe.
How about Protestants?
Well, that covers a multitude of people, of course, you know, there's Baptist, Methodist, Congregationalists, all the religious people who are not Catholic, actually, even to the Episcopalians, they are not Catholic. I'm trying to think if I remember anything, especially Protestant, but I don't believe I do.
For Jewish people?
Well, yes, I've heard snarling remarks about Jews and this type of thing. The Jewish people, of course, it is religion rather than anything else, and even though some people seem to feel that they are an ethnic group as such, they are generally known as a religious group rather than anything else. And of course, here of late we know that they're not restricted to members of the Caucasian group, because they are from some time back they've had black Jews and others who were just willing to go along with the faith rather than the race. It wasn't important.
How about for Germans and Low Germans, if you make a distinction?
Yes, well, I've having been exposed to some Germans, I do know that the Low German and High German, and this is distinction, of course, is in their lingo for the most part. The Germans I came in contact with were of the High German order for the most part, those that I really know more about. And they were rather, well, a good many were Nazis, but they were very loyal people, even after they lost the war, they knew what they had to do, and that was it. So, as far as I'm concerned, they feel that they were closer to Americans than anybody else. They felt that way, and they said this, as a matter of fact. Those that I talked with, they like Americans. They always got along very well with Americans. They rather hated the idea that they had to fight Americans, but they hated they called the Englishmen the Limeys, and the French the Frogs, and, well, that's the way it went.